Marshall firefighters were called out to extinguish two fires which didn't involve structures over the weekend. According to a fire department spokesperson, on Friday, November 25th, firefighters were toned out just after 9:30 p.m. to extinguish a dumpster fire at ConAgra Foods at 200 North Banquet Drive. Three vehicles and six personnel responded. The dumpster had to be turned over before the blaze could be put out. The dumpster was destroyed and firefighters were back in quarters in about an hour and a half. At 8:19 p.m. on Saturday, November 26th, firefighters responded to a vehicle fire in the 1200 block of South Odell Avenue. Upon arrival, the spokesperson said firemen noted the vehicle was involved with smoke and flames in the engine. He said the fire started to get into the cabin of the passenger vehicle as well. Firefighters extinguished the blaze and were back in quarters by 8:45 p.m. Damage was estimated at $2,000 to the vehicle. The spokesperson reported the owner of the vehicle said there had been a gas leak in the vehicle for some time, which could have been the cause. No injuries were reported from either scene. A Warsaw man was injured in a traffic accident in Benton County on Sunday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the accident occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 18-year-old Ronnie Ford reportedly failed to negotiate a curve, traveled off the left side of the roadway, and struck a utility pole. Ford was transported by EMS to a hospital in Sedalia for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened at 7:15 p.m. on Route H east of U.S. Highway 65. A traffic crash involving a tractor-trailer injured one man in Saline County earlier today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 35-year-old Jeffrey Haynes of Concordia reportedly was making a U-turn and pulled into the path of a northbound tractor-trailer driven by 24-year-old Seth Emery of Tipton. Emery reportedly was not injured, but Haynes was transported by ambulance to an area hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened around 9:35 a.m. on U.S. 65. At Route H or Boat Road. Safety of its students is always a priority for the Slater School District, and now there is a system in place that should help in that regard. During the most recent meeting of the Slater School Board, Superintendent Debbie Gonzalez said the final touches have been put on a security system.
We are done with that. All the doors are in, the security system's in. Three of our main doors are with a fob that you can access in. It also allows when visitors come in, we have a video that they ring the bell and that triggers the different offices to be able to see who's there and then to allow them to come in.
Gonzalez said she also gave the board an update on the district's annual performance rating. She said the district's is at the 80th percentile and has improved its ACT scores from 17.9 in 2015 to 18.2 this year.
As a district faculty, we have been working together for a couple meetings, just looking at the different areas and the standards that have been hit and that maybe have not been hit as hard, some gaps that are in our vertical curriculum alignment. And so that's been really beneficial for us to, as a whole faculty, to be able to see, you know, if there are gaps in our curriculum. Another thing that we're getting ready to put into place is a program called Build Your Own Curriculum, and that is going to help each teacher align their curriculum vertically as well.
Gonzalez says they continue to look at points as leadership team to try to keep improving the scores and making the students successful. And that's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.